Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Bone Taker, the Bone Taker.
No!
gonna hate us. We creators of the East Coast song. If you ask me, I tell you there's no comp, but I'm still humble even though I will crumble hard. Some call them songs, I call them words from me. They take long to cook, so some feel free and saying that we don't hunger for beef. Not that we not hungry, just picky in what we eat. Keep food off the mind and keep weight off the body. All you gotta do is keep my name out your mouth and stop frowning like you hostile. You know that it's a booger rubbing up against a nostril, nigga. How you figure you can play this rap game without the backbone? It's making your day wonder why I give it what you like.
Hey, yo, prepare yourself for the neutron, bitch. This is 86, let that neo rap go. We present these flares to put fire to your ears till they smoke like rusty eggs on pipe. We run mics, let Sean run the marathon. Yo, raise that money, son, we raising these kids. Get claps, curtains, clothes, stage left. Up to stamina, baby, brace your breath. SAT, book smart, part SA, looking like tone. Street niggas get grown. Acquire more proof before you get cool. I get some shelf sent over to your mic booth. Excuse my delivery, but when peace don't work, see this peace don't work. Cock aim and shoot. It's the constitutional right to bear arms. Arms and bare hands on mics. Make fans unite. Woodstock and white folks involved. Black man, get on your jaw.
On his fate on the mic, them verbs that keep coming. I'm hated on my niggas, I love most. So what threat could you possibly pose when I'm on your coast? So raise your guns or your glasses. Either way, they'll be a toast in the air, marking up return of bare minimums. You need to learn. Get your verbs right when you down the class.
See that gunpowder caliber rap with tip hats like gentlemen do. Splash tenements and skyscrapers. Bow tie paper stack high. Pay the resident tax and get the street sweep. Front row, backstage on the cheap seat. I dodge drink the shades like Ram trucks. Slow poke the bullet. And I suppose the bullet pop the Billboard chart. Man, I toast these arms and pop like pop stars.
Go beat for beat and rhyme for rhyme.
Soul, y'all, LB and beyond, real taking control. Now come on, They say my soul is galactic, son, but I don't warm up to practice runs. I speak the truth when the madness stuns and stop niggas from being true to the game. But things get tight and can't maneuver the same. It's soon to be changed. We sample breaks from Montana to cool in the game. The presence of our ancestors due to remain in the music, so we bring it live back. Like the snares is rocking do-rags underneath fitted hi-hats. Never have we did it like that. Lost or found, let's get it right back to the forefront of the beat. Give them what they want in the street. Cock back, ready aim, fire release. I'm staying high on the beat, but it ain't no need to alarm you. From NC to BK, that's word that my mom do. It's been a beat who's really beyond you. It ain't no pun intended, yo, we putting it on you. It ain't no pun intended, and we putting it on you.
It's a galactic storm, y'all. Yeah. LC and beyond real, taking control, y'all. Strap in your seatbelts and get a hold, y'all. Because we taking this one time. It's galactic soul, y'all. LC and the J League here for the roll call. And yo, we taking this. It's galactic soul, y'all. LC and beyond real, taking control, y'all.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lyra Jones, holding it down for the real artists worldwide. And I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine Michelle. Yeah.
There's no melody that works in everything. We all miss a beat, but never lose tempo when the songs are coming. There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat. I never lose tempo while the sun's locked on.
11:30 in the a.m., got slumpy bumping. Didn't eat nothing, so I threw together something. Popped in my favorite Spike Lee joint. Do the right thing, cause lately was the case in point. Racism,
check.
Minimum wage,
check.
In the hood, being misunderstood by just trying to do good. Trying to get in where I fit in,
whatever that means.
In this male-dominated rap scene, was just not happening. Of course not the way I wanted to go. Be undeniable or not as rewriting my rhymes to groom the flow. Feel like I had the world on my shoulders. And hip-hop, man, it's like in dog years, I get older and bolder. But yet, still, I'm an infant, repeating to myself,
I'll blow up in an instant.
But like a puzzle piece, I have a set place, so I move at my set pace, and it's hard with my game face. Yeah.
There's no melody that works in everything. We all miss a beat. But never lose tempo when the songs are coming. There's no melody that works in every key. We all need a beat.
Yeah, we do.
But never lose tempo while the songs are coming.
Friends and fam come and go more like a frequent bus. For reasons why I weigh it heavy when folks say
I love you.
Wish I can keep the good times on repeat.
Syndication.
Get a sneak peek of what I go through weekly in the station. I guess in life I'm trying to cheat. Know what the future holds. Protect my future goals. Go to God to get my future told. Now I know I can't compare most to me. They're like a melody that doesn't work in my key, certainly. Sometimes a sharp nine is not available. Like attention misplaced in the song, I'm comparable. Makes my whole situation a parable. Teach the world what goes wrong, not always terrible. Lessons before dying on a daily. Seems like sex fraternities trying to haze me. But yet it doesn't faze me. Cause it's the northern streets that raise me, my defeat that saved me.
There's no melody that works in
everything. Yeah.
We all miss a beat.
Right.
But
true.
Never lose tempo when the songs are coming.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat.
Sometimes we do.
But never lose tempo when the songs are coming. There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat. But never lose There's no melody.
Yeah.
That works in every key. There's no love in it.
Really? What was that?
They never lose tempo while the song is lost on repeat.
Esperanza, Lyric Jones.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. And it's the third Sunday of January because I come on first and third Sundays bi-monthly, y'all. And I'm back. Probably some of y'all might be watching it and, you know, wondering if Baltimore going to get into it. I'm thinking Baltimore might do it, you know. I don't know. I'm having faith in Baltimore because, you know, it was Ray Lewis last year. I don't know. I have that vibe. But, you know, New England is no joke. So let's see what happens, y'all. But I'm happy to see that you're tuned in to tonight's Bodega Fresh. I have a special guest tonight, and he goes by the name of Akil Dasan. He's Philly's native son. Grew up in the era where, you know, Jill Scott and the Roots were doing the poetry clubs and coming through to the block parties. So he's got a lot to say, and he's toured the world, sharing the stage with some of the same people I just mentioned, not to mention Maroon 5 and Mos Def, and, you know, he's doing it big, y'all. So he's going to be coming up tonight in just a little bit just to talk about what he's doing. He's now in Harlem, so you might have seen him at, you know, maybe African American Day in Harlem or at Highline Ballroom or maybe SOBs. He's a singer, guitarist. He does the beatbox, and sometimes you might even catch him on the shuttle. For all you NYC natives, the shuttle in Times Square, sometimes you might see him there. It's really crazy, but you're going to hear more about it in the upcoming interview. So let's see. Tonight, I'm going to get into definitely some Philly folks. I'm going to get into some good hip-hop. I'm going to get into some indie hip-hop. I'm going to get into some soul and funk, a little Stevie, you know, a little Shaka, you know. I played a little DJ Spinner, Intergalactic Soul. I started off the top of the hour with one of my favorite MCs at the moment doing his thing, Focus. I Could See It All, featuring Matt Fingers and Raheem Devon. Speaking of Raheem Devon, all you guys that are out in D.C. for the inaugural weekend, Raheem Devon is out there doing his thing, performing. But I think today, though, he might be in Detroit. The man just doesn't stop. So y'all look out for Raheem Devon, former guest of Six Man Radio. I just played that song featuring him. And a little Lyric Jones, my girl Lyric Jones, doing a thing right now out in L.A. That was Lost on Repeat, featuring Esperanza Spalding. Yeah. Nothing but dope, fresh artists, always on Bodega Fresh Radio. So stay tuned, because Akil Dasan is coming up. I'm going to play some of his music. I'm going to get into maybe some Dwele, some Godzilla out of the DMV area, because, hey, Baltimore is playing. It's only right. I bless that. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. We're going to get into it right up next. Nadine Michelle on Bodega Fresh, Six Man Radio. Yeah.
Great English teacher, I'm in paradise. One red Macintosh a day, I'm sure will suffice. I dig a class, and that's why I pass. When she wears that dark black skirt, I like to watch her. While she turns around and smiles when she catches my glance. Don't she know that causes baldness in my pants? Like a dirty dance, I wish I was a grown man.
Man, it's your boy Powerful from Godzilla.
This is my favorite turtle, my face. This is Don La Truth, man. One third of the mighty Godzilla. You now rocking with
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio.
Yeah, with our homegirl named Dame Michelle. Peace.
Peace.
Can't flow above her. Leave my window tinted so the haters can't blow my cover. I spit cocoa butter, even haters know they love it. See me whipping in my coupe, dust them like the road runner. Pressing on a pedal, burn fuel like it's Iraq. Make yourself comfy in the seat, sweetie, fly back. You puffing Ty Sack, bounce to the back seat. Rapping on his mic, but I ain't trying to catch a rap sheet. Name Ty Phoenix, yo, I'm fly like a phoenix. Yo, I'm high like a phoenix. I might rob the phoenix on that route, double six, cross country with my top down. You hear my speakers bumping poly when I come around on your set. Ain't just stopped by the troopers yet. Hair blowing in the wind like I'm on a movie set. Hear me come and move when I move like Luda said. You sleeping on poly like you sipping through the bed. Turn it up. Son, you feeling my song. Wave fly to them haters. Left peel and we gone. I'm out doing 90 with this wheel in my palm. Catch you on the rebound like Shaquille and LeBron. And I'm moaning out.
Donnell Jones is in a 745 late south with chrome with a bad Asian chick giving me dome. And yo, it might sound foul, but that's what I want. In other words, I want pleasurable moments like everybody do, just doing a do, sipping the juice, cranberry and Grey Goose. I produce beautiful music to make them get loose, but not too loose. We still on point, cause when our song come on, they be like, that's the joint, that poly joint. Anoint the crowd with good vibes, every day's a birthday, cause we still alive. Get rich and live doing it, that's why we strive for the best possible situations to get right. Cause I ain't trying to die in the streets over no beef. I just wanna be with hot chicks and fast beats. I just wanna cop big homes and real estate. No pork on my fork, just fish on my plate. The wind on my face, but I'm not in the race. This is an original that you can't trace. I'm
moaning out.
We're zoning.
Moaning out.
We're zoning.
We're zoning.
Yo, yo, I'm gonna settle to the
the metal is the pot, quarter, kettle black. Oh well, that'll tell you. Why you wanna tell her that? You know very well that we can out of court settle that. I spit it so crazy and fast forward, you can pedal back. Not dwelling at, yeah, just picture that. Hit the crack back to the photo mat. Now you're running back and your cornerback can't catch the black quarterback. Cop back to automat. Yeah, you should've thought of that. Now you just throw as a whore and you're flat as a doormat. Your chap, roll back, fall back, you're all out. You got four flat tires, you ain't going nowhere. Jack, so be nimble. The stop is sitting the opposite of simple. All those sex wannabes, I'm just popping little pimples and changing little pampers. It's so disrespectful and dirty like the hamper. Yeah, I don't mean to tamper, but I'm not a backpack rapper or granola eating camper.
Yo, flex, son, we blasting off the
everybody, look at me. We're zoning out. We're zoning.
About a further commitment, but I'm not sure I'm ready. Trying to sew my royal oath. She said, no need for ceremony. Let's escape and just be low. One woman for the rest of your life. Don't even sound right. I struggle with the notion. She complained about emotions. Say we stagnant. Not sure what happened. Crying more than laughing. There goes the passion. Meet a soul diva like Anita. Giving me the best that she got. And she a keeper. Grateful for her presence. When I see her, I squeeze her. Like I ain't seen her in years. Let her make a smile. Hate when she shed tears. Whatever to make it happen. That's my job, I do it gladly. Told her leave if I ain't on my team. Self-preservation, you should know I shall proceed.
Our energy is a witness of this chemistry. I'm sensing, admit it. You know the feeling's mutual, and that you dig it by design. We collided. Reason is your kindred. If you're willing to spend quality time, you and I share an interest linked to exploring our potential of commitment. This side is required to approach it like some realist, minus any apprehension or attention. Let's grow.
You ain't gotta be a star, but you need a full set of teeth. Keep your sentences complete when we speak. When you see me be discreet, I'm advertised. Prone to breaking a couple hearts, and I don't sympathize. Slap that H on your back. Keep it trucking, man. Don't get offended, cause I said that we ain't fucking, man. Not on no entry level, like you put a corner pedal. Pound me in your car, maybe later when you were star.
Without blinking, beautiful offspring of a deacon. Even after confession, still kept our little secret. She's sporting a smile that's impossible to beef with. Working on this remix that she listens to the weekend. The music keep me gone, so she turning while she's sleeping. And figured that I'm an artist, so torment just keeps creeping. Time has been convincing, I tell her that she the difference between having a queen and women fighting for attention. Cause steadily working hard, planning these shows abroad. Take her life, so I need you to be my CPR. You ain't gotta be a star.
Yeah. Let me see now, what's the way to say it? I'm trying not to be so damn complicated, but I am, and what a shame, I can't fake it. And if you ain't a problem solver, let's delay it. I'm talking about the meeting, the greeting, that eventually leads to all of the relations. By the look in your eye, you already tasted. What you need to know is I bling without the Jacob. You fine, I'll admit, but for me to take my shine and sit it to the side to ride with you, you gotta be official. And when you're in my presence, I want a mission. Saying you ain't the issue, at least not for me. What about you with monogamy? How do you do? Cause apologies give me the blues.
Bodega Fresh, it's your girl Nadine Michelle, and I'm back. And like I was saying about this gentleman earlier, Akil Dasan is my special guest this evening. Say what's up to the people, Akil.
What's up? And thank you for the great introduction, Nadine. I appreciate you.
Definitely, definitely. No doubt. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. I'm going to start, let's see, where should I start? Well, I'll start from the beginning of where I know you from. I met you a while ago through your manager at the time. It was a few years ago because your hair was long at the time. Right. And even his name is escaping me, but he was your manager.
Rendell, probably. Rendell Solomon.
Yes. That's a
good dude, man.
Very
Rendell,
good
man.
Brother.
That's a good dad. He's probably out in Chicago right now.
Yeah, he moved back home.
It's a good
I know,
time, man.
To hold down his fam, I remember. So I was like, what about a kill? You know, he was like, I had to get my family together. So he moved back out to Chicago. Shout out to Wendell. But so I met you, and I was like, who is this guy with the long hair? And then I heard you sing. Then I had no other questions after that. Right? Because you're a really dope artist. Because not only are you, I was going to say you're a soul singer, but you're much more than that, I realized over the years. And you don't just sing soul music. You also rap, you know, you play the guitar, you're multi-talented. And for those of you that live in New York City, if you're on that shuttle that goes from Times Square to Grand Central, you've seen Akil do his thing. So I'm going to let you take it from here. And let's just start from, like, you know, where are you from?
Well, you know, I came up in Philadelphia, Germantown, G-Town. But, you know, we moved to Mount Airy when I was a little bit older. And, you know, that's like the northwest of Philly, like the little square hump on the side of Philly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Philly definitely informed my musical evolution, being that, you know, I totally grew up to the Philly sound on the radio and, like, you know, all the OJs and, like, the Gambling Huff thing, you know. And but also, you know, my father, I was like, you know, he had a nice little record collection of some jazz greats and
awesome.
So also some Coltrane. And my favorite record growing up was Aretha Franklin, you know.
Wow.
I have to say.
Which record
It was Think, you know, the album Think, you know, you better think about what you're trying. Okay. That's not to say that, I mean, we didn't have like a whole bunch of records, so I didn't have like a whole lot of Aretha, but man, when I heard Aretha Franklin sing when I was a little kid, man, it's just a sense of tingles up my spine. Yeah. You know, she just makes that type of music, you know, and also just listening to her made me listen to like all of her hits and everything. Just Do Right. Woman Do Right Man, and like, you know, oh man, just, you get her greatest hits album, man.
You were discovering her, right? Like,
ooh,
oh my God, where was, how,
like every
where
time
was
I
when
her,
this
I
music was
something.
Going down? Yeah, that's dope.
And that just opened the doors for me because, I love all music, so I don't just like soul music per se, but, you know, soul, jazz, classical, hip-hop, bossa nova, you know, world music, folk music, a little bit of everything.
Rock and roll music.
It's all connected, though, isn't it?
Genres.
It's funny how we
all
put all these labels on it, you know? It's funny.
I know. It's so true. It's definitely all connected, so I'm not surprised to hear you say that because when I see you on the shuttle, you always go into either you're freestyling off the top of the head or you're singing a cover in your own way, you know? And it's always dope, always really smooth. And there's a guy that's always accompanying you, too, sometimes. Sometimes you're by yourself, but there's other fella sometimes. He'll jump
Yo,
in.
That's Skrill, Lyrics Backwards. It's my friend slash neighbor slash, you know, incredible artist. If you want to find out about him, just check out our website, isawyouguys.com.
Oh, get out of here. That's what you call it?
Yeah, we have a bunch of websites. We have isawyouguys.com. We have I should have got the CD.com. We have we have a couple different ones. What did we have? I just gave one over to Randy Mason because I just finished a project with Randy Mason. So he has youheardright.com.
That's dope.
We try and be creative with that. Yeah, that's a good dude, man. Skrill, and a prolific artist as well. So I encourage all your listeners, if you're really interested in some official New York hip hop, check out some Randy Mason and some Skrill Cooper, especially Skrill Cooper, man.
I'm gonna have to get them on the show now that you said that.
I'm sure they'll be pleased because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you create such a great forum.
No. So from in Philly, you know, what made you decide, you know, music is where I want to be? What helped you go into that direction?
Well, you know, my grandfather was a music teacher, but he passed away before I was born. So it was always encouraged in my family. You know, my grandfather is an interesting story. He was the son of slaves. And we studied at Hampton University in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Came up to New York City, lived in Harlem. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Used to take my dad to the park that I now take my little girl to. And, you know, he played classical music. You know, he played classical music. And he was one of the first African Americans to go to what was later to become Juilliard. But he had a tough time back in the day, being his political affiliations got him like blacklisted. You know what I'm saying? He was a man of the people
mm-hmm.
and everything. But, you know, the skill set of being able to play music was always important in our family, as well as, you know, serving people, you know what I'm saying, being a, you know what I'm saying, a humanist, and just, you know, part of the community, yeah, you dig. And so, you know, it was encouraged in my family to be musical, and my mom, like, whenever there was an opportunity to go to something musical, like, you know, the African singers at the library, or the folk song, folk festival or something, you know, they would always
right.
take me out. Of course, I would always be always asking them, you know, take me down to the blues club. They had this blues club in Philly called Warm Daddies. They used to go to the open mics on Tuesdays. And I don't know, I think in high school is when I got into hip hop. I was, before high school, I was like really into a lot of blues music and like
mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley. And then, you know, when I got into high school, it was just so much, so many creative minds at Central High School, you know, in Philly. You know, Cassidy went to school. He was 2 years younger, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
We had a hip hop club, and, you know, he was a great inspiration to me just seeing the great talent that he has. As as a lyricist, he's a phenomenal, and he's also, you know, a lot of people don't. He doesn't get to. I feel as though he doesn't get to show all his aspects of an artist, of artistry, to the industry, because he's such a phenomenal like storyteller. He can battle, of course, you know what I'm saying. But also, he's very versatile. I just feel like he gets most of his acclaim from just being the ridiculously talented battle rapper that he is. You know what I'm saying? I know he just went in on Meek Mill, and that's the whole thing in Philly right now.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that recently he's gotten into. But even like he's a phenomenal MC, lyricist, super dope, and it's like, you know, he's very a lot. I know a lot of people that adore him, like listen to his music all the time. There's just one guy who can't stop talking about Cassidy. Cassidy is like the number one MC for him. And, you know, after he was so animate about it, I'm like, you know, I really need to listen to a little bit more Cassidy. And then I realized, like, wow, this guy, lyric-wise, and the way, his metaphors and everything that he puts together is incredible. And I'm not surprised that he's not where he ought to be. I think he got pigeonholed in a lot of things, you know what I mean? And,
it's
you
a
know,
funny
battle with Meek Mill
alone.
I
feel as though he's like too real of a dude to get too far in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The battle alone, I mean, I think he went back on Meek Mill on a 10-minute nonstop. Nonstop.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
And not only that, he's just really lucid in it, too. Like I don't know. I feel like whenever I listen to him, he's just like talking to you and it just happens to rhyme. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm,
of course, all the rhymes are super original or whatever. A good dude. Yeah. I wish him
that's
the best.
Dope.
I wish him the best. And I hope that.
But that's crazy for you to say that, you know, he influenced you like that. I'm loving to hear that. I like that.
Well, he's a great inspiration. And also, you know, the Roots were a humongous influence to me growing up. Because, you know, we were all fans of them in high school, and we had a lot of, you know, being there. We're kind of our hometown heroes in a sense. But also, you know, when we first started going out to hip-hop open mics at Bobbito's Footworks on downtown, you know, the Roots would stop by every now and then and play in, like, the house band and everything. And I just thought that was really hip of them. Like, you know, even as they were going on to bigger things, that they would bring it back to, you know, cultivate, like, that musical community in Philly. You know what I mean? We saw Jill Scott when we were, like, 14 at, like, the open mic. Summertime, she was like, you know, and the Roots and Black Thought, and I remember Leonard Hubbard on the bass also was, he lived right near the bus stop that we would wait at on the way back home from school, man. So yeah, Philly was definitely a huge influence, you know, for me, and also the blending of those genres, the hip-hop, jazz, soul, but also, yeah, man, memories.
So, yeah. What brought you to New York, though? You know, you left Philly...
Well, you know, I came to school in New York, you know what I'm saying? I went to Columbia. Yeah, I got a little scholarship vis-a-vis doing some music stuff, you know what I mean? And also some Gates-type bread. And this guy, I was a Klug scholar or whatever. You know, I entered into, my mom like, really told me to enter in as many contests and everything that I could. And, you know, I was you know, lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to further my education up at Columbia. So I did that. I took a year off and went back to Philly for a second to play with my group. But then, you know, I finished that out. And you know, I've always had love for New York because even when I was living in Philly, you know, my folks are from New York. And I had grandmothers that would live up here and we would visit. And, you know, even in Philly, you know, Philly is a real, like, we have a lot of love for our city, you know what I mean? And it's a very proud city. But at the same time, it's not so much so that we don't give a nod to, you know, New York for being the home of hip-hop and everything, you know what I'm saying? And for having also, like, so many talented people and venues and vibes and scenes going on. So, you know, I think there's a lot of people that have a lot of love for New York in Philly and vice versa, you know what I mean? There's a lot of cats I know in New York who dip out to Philly and just have a great time, you know. But I definitely love New York and living here, and like you said, you know, I've been able to branch out and do a lot of different, like, side hustles and stuff like that. I'll be playing on the shuttle trains and everything, and I love New York City, I have to say. You know, it's just a vibrant city, and there's so many amazing people, and I'm a people person, so it suits me great.
Definitely, yeah, you're very awesome and personable whenever I see you on the train. Let me ask you about the group that you were in. You said, you know, you went back and played with your group. Is that Us Three? Is that what it's called?
Oh, no. You know, I did a couple of albums with them, but the group I was referring to is now somewhat defunct. It was called Elemental. We won, like, some city paper contests back in the day, being, like, one of the up-and-coming bands. But, you know, everybody had to go back to school. But it was my, you know, when I was growing up and going to high school, like I said, we had this hip-hop club. You know, Cassidy would stop by and everything. And but we would have, like, freestyles, like, every other Thursday. You know what I'm saying? After school. Of course, after school, there was kind of, like, hidden graffiti wall that we would go to. We would go there all the time, not just on Thursdays. But on Thursdays, we would get a graffiti writer to, like, make a dope picture, and we would make a flyer. We'd be like, Lyric Hip Hop Club, after school, everybody come, freestyle. And we would record it, and we would invite musicians to be, like, to play, and we would also have, like, instrumentals and everything, and people would battle, and people would cipher, and it was awesome, you know what I'm saying? That was an experience.
That's really dope. You had and you are still having an incredible musical journey in what you love to do. And, you know, I could see it, too. I mean, when you do sing and when you do perform, it seems like you enjoy every second of it, you know. You're enthusiastic with every note on every song and anything that you're doing. You can see it, you know.
Well, I appreciate you for that. The way I like to just think about it is I'm like a public servant, you know what I'm saying? And I like to make people happy, whether they want to or not, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard to do that. But I like to think about it like I try and do like an intergenerational formula in terms of like street music. So that's why I like to do like a cover of like an old school classic joint that everybody has grown to love, but also like throw in like some freestyle to keep it in the moment, you know what I mean? And then every once in a while when it fits, you know what I'm saying? I'll do originals too, but I think a lot of times people want to dip into their memory lane, like songs, right. Like they want to hear. I try and do like esoteric joints that people remember, but like aren't mm-hmm. always in rotation places. So
right. Yeah, that's what yeah. I love.
I'm up on the suggestions too, and I know you got an ear, so you tell me. You tell me what you want to hear, Nadine.
Oh my goodness, there's so many things I want to hear, but you know, this interview's about you. It's not about me. It's not about
well,
me.
I'm trying to grow. So.
No, I think you are. I feel like you are. You know, and you know, let's not downplay. The music has taken you to many places. I mean, I read your bio. You've been in England and France and Finland, Japan. I mean, you can't front on that. I mean, come on now. It's got to be an amazing ride, and you perform with all these different people. And, you know, I mean, us three, I mentioned that because I didn't even know you recorded with them, and I remember this is how I fell upon us three. I worked in advertising in the 90s, so they would always have, like, these CDs all over the place, and I happened to pick it up. No big deal, you know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to take this. I like, you know, what it's saying, you know, this sounds pretty cool, and I'm going to listen to it. A couple of years go by, you know what I'm saying? It's in my collection. I'm always looking at it. I'm like, who are these people? You know what I'm saying? And then I used to do this show for independent MCs on the circuit called Hip Hop 101. This was like 2004, 2005, something like that. So I met Regimen. Who's part of?
Oh yeah, yeah. The right. He's in that new group now too. The starts with an A. Oh man.
I don't know.
Hello?
I didn't even know that he is. He's in a new group.
Yeah, Reggie. Hello? You took. Oh wait. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about
yeah,
Reggie.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Reggie.
Yeah, yeah. I heard he's mm-hmm. got. He's got. What are they called? Man, I just forgot. It's on the tip of my tongue right now. But whatever. I don't want to like get it wrong and then.
I gotta get him on the show anyway, but I haven't seen him in a couple of years. But when he was telling me about,
I think that's what it's called. Aficionados.
Yes, yes, aficionados. Yes, indeed, that's right. I mean, he's been doing that for a while though with the aficionados. By the time I got through Hip Hop 101 and Let It Go, I didn't ever get him on the show, but, you know, that's how I met him. I met him, like, throughout that circle. I met so many MCs on the circle, Shabam Sadiq, Toffee, you know, Maya Azucena. I met so
she's
many
good
so
people, man.
Great.
Maya
isn't she
man.
Awesome? Oh, my God, I got to get her on the show, too. Maya!
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, wow, he recorded with them. That's dope. I just thought you were in the group, and I was just, like, floored by that. I'm like, dang, who knew as when I picked that CD up that I would be even talking or meeting people just off the cuff like that, you know, like, you were in this group for real? I just
it's
happened
crazy,
to fall
like,
upon
small world. Music is,
yeah,
I totally understand your experience in that. Like,
mm-hmm.
It has made the world so much more accessible and opened up my horizons. That's why
yeah.
I really feel like everybody should learn how to play an instrument.
Yeah, I agree.
And express themselves in that way, like musically, you know what I'm saying? Just because, not only for the cathartic nature of things, like in that, you know, help you. You know what I'm saying? When you want it, when you have something that you have to get out, but also just to relate with other people, you know? It
yeah.
goes beyond. It makes these cultural connections across boundaries.
Yeah, it goes beyond the music. It's just like what connects you. And it's really dope to see. I mean, like all the people I mentioned, I mean, either work together or know of each other. And people think New York is so large, but the communities that you fall into
yeah,
are actually quite small, you know? Because
yeah,
you see the same people at everything, whether it's art or independent film, everything is intertwined with one another, you know what I mean? And it's a dope community. And, you know, everybody supports one another. Everybody's coming to one another's show. Sometimes they'll collabo, which is what's so beautiful about New York and I guess music in general, you know, but it's really crazy to see, and I'm happy that I'm able to, you know, give this platform. This is why I really started it. Bodega
well, I'm
Fresh.
Grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Because it's
you
a,
are, you are
I know so it. Many, I've run into so many artists that, you know, I can't help. I was like, I got to let the world know, and hopefully whoever's listening, you guys have to check out Akil Dasan. So, you know, Akil, I'm not going to keep you for too much longer, but I do want to touch on what you're doing. Now, I want to touch on the group the CD that I bought from you called The Crowd. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, The Crowd, the acoustic EP, has done quite well. You know, I don't want to, like, cite numbers or anything like that. But, you know, we've sold a ton of them. And we're, you know, they're free for a $5 donation. But, you know, so we
have
donations regarding the CD. But, yeah, you know, that was me, myself, and Adeline Michelle and Randy Mason. We came together as a group on that effort. And, you know, Adeline has been doing her thing with this group called Escort, which is was written up in Rolling Stone, and she's been working on her solo album, and I just released a solo EP for Randy Mason entitled Effective Perspective, and I encourage everybody to check that out at youheardright.com. And then as of now, I'm working on a solo album, which is actually going to be a double CD. So that should be done soon. I just released a video with an artist named Colette. And so if you go to YouTube and actually just go to my website, which is, let's see, you can go to thenewyorkunderground.com or,
you can go to heelsofsound.com.
Let's make it easy, right? I mean, but some people don't know how to spell my name, so you could go to thenewyorkunderground.com. That's fine, too.
Okay.
But anyway, I just did a video with her for the song called Material Star, and I think it is one of my best joints. I don't like to think of prioritize my songs in terms of this one's better than the other, but I really enjoyed making it, and it has a great message, and it feels great to listen to, and the video is real fun, and so I put that on our site, and you should check that out. It's got a lot of like buzz lately and a lot of blogs, and you know, I'm probably gonna use Colette for some background harmonies on my new record, but I'm trying to do like a little mix. I'm gonna do like some acoustic and some electric, so I'm gonna give like a little spectrum. I'm going to do some radio joints, but also some acoustic stuff, because I know there's a lot of people that appreciate the, you know, the real unadulterated, you know, acoustic just delivery in terms of just going in and hitting it one man band style.
Right, right. It's going to be great, because not only do you sing, but you also rap, you play guitar, you beatbox, which is crazy, you know, while you're singing, you're beatboxing as so fresh. It's really crazy. But I read on your bio that you're also a breakdancer. Now that's really bananas. You embody it all. Will you breakdance too? Do you breakdance during your performances sometimes?
You know, I've been trying to work it out, like on some next level ish. In that, like, it's hard because I have this guitar and I do like to play my guitar, but you know, I also like to dance. So there's not a lot you can do b-boy style with a guitar.
Right.
You know, the thing is, like, I don't like to go all out and be like, yo, I'm a full-fledged, like, superstar b-boy or anything. Like, I don't do crazy, but, you know, it's been part of my culture growing up that I learned how to break or whatever when I was, like, 8. You know, we used to do it around the way. And it was big. Like, breaking hit Philly pretty big when I was, like, a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knew how to break, and it was all from the New York scene, you know what I'm saying? Like, we watched those tapes, like those Mr. Wiggles tapes, you know what I mean, with electric boogaloo and body rock stuff, but also with Crazy Legs and with, like, you know, all the Electric City Breakers, all these cats, you know what I'm saying? And we, whenever there was a hip-hop movie that was coming out, we was watching that. So I grew up doing it, and this was something I kind of went away from it a little bit just because, like, I don't want to mess up my wrists, you know what I mean? But one of the things I liked about it, just it keeps you in touch with the music. I feel like you have to make it joyful. Like, if you want to make music and really feel it, you really have to make it joyful noise. Just sing and get into it, throw your cares to the wind. And also, you got to be able to dance and let it go and just get into it, you know. And you know, whenever I get a chance to, I try and cut loose some. But also, I don't be doing all that dangerous stuff as much anymore, because I worry that if I damage my wrists, you know, I won't be able to
survive
my family. So, you know, I try keeping strengthening everything. Like, I be doing my exercises, Muscle Up Mondays, and I do my chin-ups and everything. But I when it comes to, like, you know, like, what are they, hand glides and all that stuff, I used to be into, like, spinning on my one hand and all that stuff. I just kind of tone that out.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's more for when you're young and invincible and under your parents' insurance.
Nothing can stop you under your parents' insurance.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I ain't even trying to do it.
Well, do you have any shows coming up or, you know, anything coming up that we should keep our eyes out for? Tell me
I've
about it.
I've got a show on Monday, this Monday coming up.
On Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day. Is that when this is airing? Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
No, Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, okay.
So you got a show on Monday.
So,
this show is going to air on Sunday. So
okay. Yeah. All right, well, really. Well, listen, I got the show on Monday with Colette, a girl from that video. We're going to be at BB King's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's going to be dope.
I did a couple of joints down there, man. I've been having a great time at BB King's, man. I really like the sound down there.
Yeah.
It's a nice decor, and it's really easy to get to for my crib.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man. And plus, also, like I said, I was in the blues, like, from an early age. So BB King used to be, like, my hero when I was growing up. I went to the BB King show, and I got his autograph, like, stayed after the show, and I snuck backstage by hopping over this gate with my friend, and he was there. BB King was there, and he's a really nice man, and he was totally, like, cool with us, and he signed an autograph. And, oh, man, he was, like, our hero growing up, man, BB King.
That's crazy.
Then,
how crazy is
so being
that?
Able to play there, you know, it's something.
Yeah. And to see that come turn around for you and manifest in your life, I mean, how must that make you feel, you know, in regards to faith and you know.
Really, yeah, I'm just glad and grateful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I find great joy in that I can spread positive messages and do a positive service with my life's work. So that's what I look forward to.
Well, I'm going to let you go, but a couple of things I want to know are what just some of your influences. I know you have so many, but just touch on what some of your influences may be.
Yo, this is some show that I always listen to, man. The host, her name starts with Anna, something like that. I think it's called Bodega Fresh. So that's something awesome, yo. I'll be listening to that joint. Like, I'm like a fiend for that show. That's like my number one. But in terms of like my number two influences.
Thank you.
My number
you.
Two
Thank
influences. I recommend that anybody who's interested in music check that show out. Seriously.
Definitely.
I don't know all the logistics.
You gotta check my show.
But they can
I
Google
know.
It. It's Google worthy.
Mm-hmm. Let them know what you
But in terms of everything else, I just keep an open mind and an open heart and you know what I'm saying? And I just listen to everything because I truly love all forms of music. And in every genre, there's some special gems out there. So, yeah, I used to draw boundaries in my mind and only listen to certain types of music. But
yeah.
One of those days. Now, if it speaks to my spirit, I listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in like a spiritual, pseudo deep way. I just mean that in like, you know, I try and program myself so that I feel good. So if music makes me feel good, I like to listen to it. So I listen to everything from gospel to classical to funk, hip hop, R&B, soul, and like I said, world music, folk music.
Yeah,
I have to say that my growing up, I loved listening to Aretha Franklin, Al Green, Marvin Gaye,
mm-hmm.
and those type of those type of singers. You know what I mean? So I love that singing style. So I aspire to that, like Stevie Wonder-y type of stuff. But you know, also I appreciate the fact that I was put here to develop my own thing. So I don't, you know, try and just do what another person has done, and try and do things and interject myself into it. But yeah, it's a pleasure just being on this earth and being blessed to live now and have access to so many different things. I understand that there are so many out there right now that are going through, life is hard. And, you know, so many of us, everybody deals with the suffering of life and the angst of existence. But, you know, when you find people out there that inspire you and make you feel good and challenge you to grow, I think that those are some priceless and intrinsic values that we should all cherish. And anybody interested in, keeping the human race going and keeping, you know, our children breathing should, you know, do themselves a favor and start programming themselves to be happy instead of... You know what I'm saying? Take some autonomy and what goes in their own minds and bodies.
Yeah.
That's all.
They need to realize that, we seem to grow mundane, like things are just like what they are or whatever, but in actuality, this life is something incredible. It's incredible that we're on this earth. It's incredible that your heart beats all by itself without you having to think about it. I mean, it's big. It's really, really big. And, you know, people take it for granted, but I agree with you in terms of this life. I mean, you do get upset. You get mad over little things.
Such a precious gift, right?
It's a gift. It's such an incredible gift. And if you stop your way of thinking, it'll change for you so dramatically, you know, if you look at life the way, you know, you're supposed to. And, yeah, on that note.
True that. Here's to the empathic civilization. True that. Yo,
yeah,
thank
man.
You so very much. And to everybody out there listening and supporting independent music, I wish you the best in all things. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, man. And you guys checking out Bodega Fresh with my special guest, Akil Dasan. You guys got to check him out. You can check him out at AkilDasan.com or YouHeardRight.com. And what are some of the others?
Let's see. You should have got the CD.com.
I like that one.
I got the Keep It Akil one. That's pretty popular. But I got to get like a more less scary name or something, because some labels, they be scared when they hear the name Akil Dasan. Like, Akil Dasan. I don't know.
Don't worry about that.
I just feel like, you know what? My mom gave it to me, so I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
And, I appreciate everybody checking it out.
Yeah, and I'm not, don't you ever worry about those labels, because you're doing your thing. I see you, you know what I mean? And you don't have to worry about them, because your gift is there. Can no one take that away from you? And I'm blessed to have been able to hear it, and I'm going to continue to support you. You guys support him. Go check him out. Akil Dasan. In fact, I'm going to get into some music next, and let's see. I'm going to get into some music next. It's Bodega Fresh, y'all, on Six Man Radio, which you grow up.
Fresh. Yeah.
Yeah.
For me to bite this, if it ever left like the hand I write with, it'd be nothing less than a crisis. Cause yo, my rhymes be as hard as my life is. Must mean they harder than the bars up in Rikers. But when I got the mic up in a tight grip and my homeboy guitar hit the right riff, ah, there's nothing in the world like it. I cannot describe it. How about priceless? Now I could be selfish and keep it to myself, but I'd rather spread the wealth or kill. Tell them something right quick. Come on.
I'm ready to tell it to you like this. The rhythm is righteous, the rhythm entices, the rhythm invites you close to take a nice flick and write this. A life without expression is lifeless. I think I'm in love like the kisses from my wife's lips.
Music makes me wanna live another day,
y'all.
Even when nothing else is going
yeah.
my way.
When ain't nothing going my way.
Music makes me feel like everything's okay. And it feels so good to play.
It's always
this. And when I'm sad, I do.
my best friend. is Lalana Martin of Mood Swings, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio with my girl, Nadine Michelle.
Yo, remarkable, dot walk like game from Kung Fu round the globe. Throw obstacles, I'll hurdle them. Hurling whack and please. From racks to the rims to the cash. You're met the count of D. M-A-S-A-P. I'm crack a door, chicken hunting at KFC. In 83, I was that strong TLC. Talked about, now I rock the house, chalk the mouth.
No doubt. Who got the biggest ass in the house? Young miss, full of your fit, salt water trout. Pretty young thing, got a tongue ring and dirty mouth. And she whispering them sweet nothing. I air it out. Baby, you got me, like Joni had Chachi. Until she got hot and went and fucked properly. Lady Godiva, from day one a dick rider. Liar, liar, set your pussy on fire.
See you dance right now. I don't need to tell you that you know how. Baby, you do. Oh, I said you belong. And if you dream to be free, I can take you there, just follow me. Baby, I won't. I won't steal your bra. And it seems like to me, you want someone to fit your perfect degree. Baby, I do. So what you want? Smack your ass, pull your hair, and I even kiss you way down there. No, I will. Think I won't. Oh, just a little bit. Nothing fine. Keep moving up and down. Nothing to do. Left and right, but keep moving up and down. What you doing? Left and right, up and down. Left and right, keep doing the thing. Left and right, yeah. Up and down.
Smoke.
Yeah, y'all, it's your girl Nadine Michelle, and I'm back, and just want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Akil Dasan, real dope artist in the NYC area. He's a Philly native, living in Harlem right now. He's going to be performing at B.B. King's tomorrow, Monday, January 21st, Martin Luther King Day. Get your tickets on bbkingsbluesclub.com. He's going to be featuring Colette, who is also in a group with Akil Dasan called The Crowd. It's going to be a dope show, so check that out, you know, after you check out the inauguration. If you're not in D.C. and you're in NYC, go to B.B. King's and check out Akil Dasan. He's a real dope artist. You'll really will not be disappointed. I played Music, which is also featuring The Crowd by him. It's a real dope song. They also have a video for that song, so check that out on iTunes. Real dope stuff, y'all. Real dope. Just want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. On this Sunday night, a long Martin Luther King Day weekend. And remember now, this weekend is not just to sit around and, you know, take long naps. You got to be productive. You got to be part of your community or, you know, part of your family. Do something, you know, that is helping another. That is the whole point of Martin Luther King Day weekend. You're to help others, because that's really what we're on this earth for anyway. We are to help each other succeed. And on that note, I just want to thank you again for tuning in. But that kind of brings me towards the end of the show. I'm going to get into a little bit more music, and then you guys can catch me on the first Sunday of February. That's right, y'all. I come in on the first and third Sundays of every month. It is a bi-monthly series. But tune in with me on Saturday, this Saturday coming the 26th, where the featured guest on Six Man Radio will be Papoose. It's going to be hot. You don't want to miss that interview. He's going to be talking about the whole thing with Flip Mode Squad, K-Slay. He's going to be talking about Remy, who's coming home next year. You don't want to miss that interview. It's going to be really dope. So, and then you'll catch me again on the first Sundays of February. Yes, yes. So, let's see. Tomorrow I'm going to do my part as a great daughter and visit my parents in Connecticut. We happen to live in Martin Luther King Building. It's real dope. So there's going to be some festivities going on. Stanford, shouting you out, Connecticut. I'll be there tomorrow for Martin Luther King Day. You know, we used to march from our building to, like, the community center, do all kinds of community center stuff. You know, we'll watch movies on Martin Luther King. Some of us will be in plays or, you know, a dance festival. Real dope stuff. Be part of your community, y'all. Go to a soup kitchen, help out, you know. Maybe you could do something at, you know, a group home and reach kids or something. Just do something that is doing for others. That is the whole point, once again, of this weekend. So, I'm going to leave you guys out. I'm going to play a little old school, play a little, maybe a little Shaka, you know. But before I get into that, I'm going to play one of my favorite joints by this artist you all should know. He is from the D.C. area, actually, so you might be out there. His name is Eric Robinson. Rock With You, which is produced by none other than Jazzy Jeff, y'all. Eric Robinson, yeah. And I'm out. Catch me first Sunday of February. Peace, y'all.
After everything is settled down, we can talk, but for now, what will you do? There's so much you say without a sound, the way we get one down, what will you
do? I may have to find someone to find, up in here alone I feel I'm about to lose my mind. I'm gonna spend the evening with my crew. Had no idea I would run into the likes of you. The dance floor is so tight, somewhat like the way my hands been on your thighs tonight. Oh, you wanna turn a thing around, girl? I like the way that sounds. Maybe later on. Things that you intensity, especially when the DJ was playing the best of big. Don't ever want this evening to end, but if it does, I wanna know when can it start again.
Don't even know your name,
but just your eyes alone makes me want to get out the game. The tower is about to be thrown, hopefully, girl, later on.
You remind me of the lathe. Got a glow like the shine on the blade. Leader spinning for the spree well done. Looking like you forgot the detail on. And threw the damn thing in the match and he threw it. The booty so banging, it's actually stupid. My inner D, so the hair wet. Make still wanna hit it like the square solo barrier. Baby girl on some plus size model, yeah. Can you do a little Kim do with the Sprite bottle? Let me know if I can fit in them jeans. Genuinely speaking, how you getting them things? But don't mind me, it's just you remind me. I'm my deep with that fifth behind me. They can't see you, but you can see them just like Kent. Baby girl, you the champ, sit down.
Yo, you like a slum beat song or sing. Girl, you all on my mind all day and me. And you just can't do no wrong. I mean, I think about plot schemes, yeah, plot schemes, yeah. You like a De La song we sing. You on my mind like my lines and rhyme things. I'm trying to holler, won't you tell me what line to bring? Think about plot schemes, yeah, plot schemes, huh? Before my breakfast in the morning, I be in the mirror looking. I be thinking about you often, girl. You the only reason why I show up at my job. Cause I know that you be there, and my heart's in overdrive. I wanna say hi, hey, hello, but can't say much. Butterflies in my stomach got me feeling fucked up. I usually be knocking, but your fashion is immaculate. Your ass is so fat, attitude is you ain't happening. I'm back in this, I got a plan, I put her in my atomist. Fear, hear me fear, Miss Brittany with the spears through the heart. Look on her, she's better when it's dark. If only I just knew just when to start. I just knew when it starts. I should have somebody rob a rocket, but play hero, play Robert and De Niro. Get Ivy plus an arrow, cause I can turn into a ghetto superstar. She feel me then, I know I win, I know it's one for someone, huh? You like a P.E. song to sing. Girl, you all on my mind, day of me. And you just can't do no wrong. I mean, I think about plot, scheme, my plot, scheme. You like a De La song to sing. You on my mind like lines. Tell me what line to bring. Think about plot, game, mom, plot, game.
I'm on the beat, the thing you need to be spicy like Mamma Mia. We saucy like Carabonic. With the clown, she's me fun. I'm on the Z, it's the minor minute. Kid chick sipping on the fauna. While I'm dressing off my new jeans, Gavana. Cause she wear the Gucci. I tell her, Vista. Hey, baby, come on, stop. Tendida, Francia, Vista, Va, Mardi Gras, Sister San Maria. With jumbo strip and a buttery steak. I'll make you a plate. Now that's a cute brother. King statement to make. Come on, appetite. I'm on the Lisa, no, my own diva. She be Maria, I'm on the Lisa. That's my own diva. I tell her, Vista. Hey, baby.
You're like a hot top song I sing. You be all on my mind all day, I mean. And you just can't do no wrong. It seems I'm thinking about plotting a scheme. Yep, plotting a scheme. You're like this SV song I sing. On my mind like my lines and rhymes and things. Trying to holler, can you tell me what lines to bring? I'm thinking about plotting a scheme. Plotting a scheme.
Love. Love is like a battlefield. And like pieces on a chessboard, you have to move accordingly. Pimps call it stalking prey. Another victim about to get slayed. See, my purpose is to get deep in your mind. To make love to your mind. I guarantee more action than a night on 7 Mile, baby. Something you will never forget. Something make you break out in the cold sweat and the blizzard. Don't get it twisted, baby. It ain't about love. It's for the love of the game. I saw, I conquered, I came in that order. I hope you can swim, cause the water will get deep. And if you can't swim, you bound to drown. I'm plotting a scheme, baby, and I want you to be the star. And I'm the Big Dipper. You ready? Action.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.